Coming up, it's out. The identity of a former CIA employee who leaked information about the scale of American surveillance of the internet. Talking to the Guardian newspaper, Edward Snowden defends his actions and whistleblowers in general.
They're typically maligned. You know, it becomes a thing of these people are against the country, they're against the government, but I'm not.
Well, good morning. It's Day Page for Monday, June 10th, 2013, and it's out. Just as the BBC said, it's an odd thing for me, as I've been reporting on this for several years now. Check out my blog at latchfordfactor.com for backup on that claim. So, for me, it just seems a little bit creepy that suddenly this story is, quote, out, unquote, at this late, late date. It smells of disinformation or psyops. So, I'll step away and let the BBC tell us what they say they know at this time.
The Guardian newspaper here in Britain has revealed the identity of the man who leaked information about an American surveillance program which monitors computer and telephone networks. The disclosures sparked widespread concern about the extent of secret information gathering. The newspaper said Edward Snowden, a 29-year-old former CIA assistant, was being identified at his own request. He's said to be in a hotel in Hong Kong. He said he fears arrest or worse by the US authorities. Mr. Snowden told the Guardian newspaper's reporters Glenn Greenwald and Laura Poitras why he decided to leak the information.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy. And if you do that in secret consistently, you know, as the government does when it wants to benefit from a secret action that it took, it'll kind of give its officials a mandate to go, hey, you know, tell the press about this thing and that thing, so the public is on our side. But they rarely, if ever, do that when an abuse occurs. That falls to individual citizens, but they're typically maligned. You know, it becomes a thing of these people are against the country, they're against the government. But I'm not. I'm just another guy who sits there day to day in the office, watches what's happening, and goes, this is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong. And I'm willing to go on the record to defend the authenticity of them and say, I didn't change these. I didn't modify the story. This is the truth. This is what's happening. You should decide whether we need to be doing this.
I spoke to our correspondent, Washington, David Willis, for more on the story.
A short time ago, Booz Allen Hamilton, the private defence company that Edward Snowden was working for, issued a statement confirming that he's been employed by the firm for the last 3 months, working in Hawaii for them. The statement called reports of the leaks shocking and said that the company would be working closely with the US government to investigate this matter. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence here in Washington, referring inquiries at the moment to the Department of Justice, says that the intelligence community is currently reviewing the damage that's been done by these recent disclosures and reminding anyone with security clearance that they have an obligation to protect classified information and, of course, to abide by the law.
And David, Mr. Snowden is quoted as saying he has no intention of hiding because he knows he's done, as he says, nothing wrong, but surely the Americans will be after him.
He certainly seems to think so, that there is the possibility of American efforts to extradite him, the possibility of the Chinese coming to interview him, possible knock on the door from the Chinese authorities. He said also that people could come after me, as he put it, and even raised the possibility of Chinese triad gangs. Nonetheless, he says he feels satisfied about what he did and adds that he has no regrets.
And he talked about being angered by seeing how the CIA tried to recruit a Swiss banker. His motives seem not to be egotistical at all.
They don't, although, you know, we are still finding out things about Edward Snowden. You're right, though, Oliver. Having worked his way up in the CIA, this is a man, by the way, with very little in the way of formal qualifications. He started as a security guard at the National Security Agency after being released from the army because he had been injured. He basically became disillusioned whilst he was posted to Geneva about the spread of the surveillance operation undertaken by the United States. He said that he hoped that things would improve under the Obama administration, only to find out that the sort of policies that he hoped would be reined in were actually being advanced.
David Willis in Washington.
An interesting angle on this story was reported by Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! This past Friday, details of a project named PRISM. Here's a clip of her news program, edited for brevity, and despite that, it goes on for about 12 minutes.
We begin with news that the National Security Agency has obtained access to the central servers of 9 major internet companies, including Google, Microsoft, Apple, Yahoo, and Facebook. The Guardian and the Washington Post revealed the top secret program on Thursday, codenamed PRISM, after they obtained several slides from a 41-page training presentation for senior intelligence analysts. It explains how PRISM allows them to access emails, documents, audio and video chats, photographs, documents, and connection logs that allow them to track a person or trace their connections to others. One slide lists the companies by name and the date when each provider began participating over the past 6 years. But an Apple spokesperson said it had never heard of PRISM and added, quote, "We do not provide any government agency with direct access to our servers, and any agency requesting customer data must get a court order," they said. Other companies had similar responses. Well, for more, we're joined by Glenn Greenwald, columnist, attorney, and blogger for The Guardian, where he broke his story in that was headlined, "NSA Taps into Internet Giant Systems to Mine User Data Secret Files Reveal." This comes after he revealed Wednesday in another exclusive story that the NSA has been collecting the phone records of millions of Verizon customers. According to a new report in The Wall Street Journal, the scope of the NSA phone monitoring includes customers of all three major phone networks, Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint, as well as records from internet service providers and purchase information from credit card providers. Lay out this latest exclusive that you have just reported in The Guardian.
There are top secret NSA documents that excitedly describe, boast about even, how they have created this new program called the PRISM program that actually has been in existence since 2007 that enables them direct access into the servers of all of the major internet companies, which people around the world, hundreds of millions, use to communicate with one another. You mentioned all those names. And what makes it so extraordinary is that in 2008, the Congress enacted a new law that essentially said that except for conversations involving American citizens talking to one another on U.S. soil, the NSA no longer needs a warrant to grab, eavesdrop on, intercept whatever communications they want. And at the time, when those of us who said that the NSA would be able to obtain whatever they want and abuse that power, the argument was made, oh, no, don't worry. There's a great check on this. They have to go to the phone companies and go to the internet companies and ask for whatever it is they want, and that will be a check. And what this program allows is for them, either because the companies have given over access to their servers, as the NSA claims, or apparently the NSA has simply seized it, as the companies now claim, the NSA is able to go in, anyone at a monitor in an NSA facility can go in at any time and either read messages that are stored in Facebook or in real time surveil conversations and chats that take place on Skype and Gmail and all other forms of communication. It's an incredibly invasive system of surveillance worldwide that has zero checks of any kind.
Glenn Greenwald, there is a chart prepared by the NSA in the top secret document you obtained that shows the breadth of the data it's able to obtain. Email, video and voice chat, videos, photos, Skype chats, file transfers, social networking details. Talk about what this chart reveals.
I think the crucial thing to realize is that hundreds of millions of Americans and hundreds of millions, in fact, billions of people around the world essentially rely on the internet exclusively to communicate with one another. Very few people use landline phone for much of anything. So when you talk about things like online chats and social media messages and emails, what you're really talking about is the full extent of human communication. And what the objective of the National Security Agency is, as the stories that we've revealed thus far demonstrate, and as the stories we're about to reveal into the future will continue to demonstrate, the objective of the NSA and the U.S. government is nothing less than destroying all remnants of privacy. They want to make sure that every single time human beings interact with one another, things that we say to one another, things we do with one another, places we go, the behavior in which we engage, that they know about it, that they can watch it, and they can store it, and they can access it at any time. And that's what this program is about. And they're very explicit about the fact that since most communications are now coming through these internet companies, it is vital in their eyes for them to have full and unfettered access to it. And they do.
Glenn Greenwald, as you reported, the PRISM program, not to be confused with prison, the PRISM program is run with the assistance of the companies that participate, including Facebook and Apple. But all of those who responded to a Guardian request for comment denied knowledge of any of the program. This is what Google said, quote, we disclose user data to government in accordance with the law, and we review all such requests carefully. From time to time, people allege we have created a government backdoor into our systems, but Google does not have a backdoor for the government to access private user data.
Right. Well, first of all, after our story was published and the Washington Post published more or less simultaneously a similar story, several news outlets, including NBC News, confirmed with government officials that they, in fact, have exactly the access to the data that we describe. The director of the National Intelligence confirmed to the New York Times by name that the program we identify and the capabilities that we described actually exist. So you have a situation where somebody seems to be lying. The NSA claims that these companies voluntarily allowed them the access. The companies say that they never did. This is exactly the kind of debate that we ought to have out in the open. What exactly is the government doing and how it spies on us, and how it reads our emails, and how it intercepts our chats? Let's have that discussion out in the open. To the extent that these companies and the NSA have a conflict and can't get their story straight, let them have that conflict resolved in front of us. And then we as citizens, instead of having this massive surveillance apparatus built completely secretly and in the dark without us knowing anything that's going on, we can then be informed about what kinds of surveillance the government is engaged in and have a reasoned debate about whether that's the kind of world in which we want to live.
Glenn Greenwald, on Thursday, Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein told reporters in the Senate gallery that the government's top secret court order to obtain phone records on millions of Americans is, quote, lawful.
As far as I know, this is the exact 3-month renewal of what has been the case for the past 7 years. This renewal is carried out by the FISA court under the business records section of the Patriot Act. Therefore, it is lawful.
That was Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Well, first of all, the fact that something is lawful doesn't mean that it isn't dangerous or tyrannical or wrong. You can enact laws that endorse tyrannical behavior. And there's no question, if you look at what the government has done from the Patriot Act, the Protect America Act, the Military Commissions Act, the FISA Amendments Act, that's exactly what the war on terror has been about. But I would just defer to two senators who are her colleagues, who are named Ron Wyden and Mark Udall. They have spent 2 years now running around trying to get people to listen to them as they've been saying, look, what the Obama administration is doing in interpreting the Patriot Act is so radical and so distorted and warped that Americans will be stunned to learn, that's their words, what is being done in the name of these legal theories, these secret legal theories in terms of the powers the Obama administration has claimed for itself and how it can spy on Americans. When the Patriot Act was enacted, and you can go back and look at the debates as I've done this week, nobody thought, even opponents of the Patriot Act, that it would ever be used to enable the government to gather up everybody's telephone records and communication records without regard to whether they've done anything wrong. The idea of the Patriot Act was that when the government suspects somebody of being involved in terrorism or serious crimes, the standard of proof is lowered for them to be able to get these documents. But the idea that the Patriot Act enables bulk collection, mass collection of the records of hundreds of millions of Americans so that the government can store that and know what it is that we're doing at all times, even when there's no reason to believe that we've done anything wrong, that is ludicrous. And Democratic senators are the ones saying that it has nothing to do with that law.
On Thursday, Glenn, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said he stood by what he told Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon in March when he said that the National Security Agency does not wittingly collect data on millions of Americans. Let's go to that exchange.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
That's the questioning of the head of National Intelligence, James Clapper, by Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, Glenn Greenwald.
Okay, so we know that to be a lie, not a misleading statement, not something that was sort of parsed in a way that really was a little bit deceitful, but an outright lie. They collect data and records about the communications activities and other behavioral activities of millions of Americans all the time. That's what that program is that we exposed on Wednesday. They go to the FISA court every 3 months and they get an order compelling telephone companies to turn over the records that he just denied they collect with regard to the conversations of every single American who uses these companies to communicate with one another. The same is true for what they're doing on the internet with the PRISM program. The same is true for what the NSA does in all sorts of ways. We are going to do a story coming up very shortly about the scope of the NSA's spying activities domestically. And I think it's going to shock a lot of people because the NSA likes to portray itself as interested only in foreign intelligence gathering and only in targeting people who they believe are guilty of terrorism. And yet the opposite is true. It is a massive surveillance state of exactly the kind that the Church Committee warned was being constructed 35 years ago. And we intend to make all those facts available so people can see just how vast it is and how false those kind of statements are.
Glenn Greenwald, your final response to this and sum up your findings. They're talking about you, Glenn.
I find that maybe the most Orwellian political official in Washington. It is hard to imagine having a government more secretive than the United States. Virtually everything that government does is of any significance is conducted behind an extreme wall of secrecy. The very few leaks that we've had over the last decade are basically the only ways that we've had to learn what our government is doing. But look, what she's doing is simply channeling the way that Washington likes to threaten the people over whom they exercise power, which is if you expose what it is that we're doing, if you inform your fellow citizens about all the things that we're doing in the dark, we will destroy you. This is what their spate of prosecutions of whistleblowers have been about. It's what trying to threaten journalists to criminalize what they do is about. It's to create a climate of fear so that nobody will bring accountability to them. It's not going to work. I think it's starting to backfire because it shows their true character and exactly why they can't be trusted to operate with power in secret. And we're certainly not going to be deterred by it in any way. The people who are going to be investigated are not the people reporting on this, but are people like Dianne Feinstein and her friends in the National Security Agency who need investigation and transparency for all the things that they've been doing.
Well, as I said, I've been reporting for some time about how the NSA is collecting everything as an outgrowth and expansion of its Office of Total Information Awareness. The information is being stored at a growing number of sites, and like the nation's garbage dumps, the NSA's collection of everything is growing as fast as they can build giant sites, like the one they just opened in Utah, to hold all the stuff. Once again, there's much more on my blog at latchfordfactor.com. Clips from the BBC and Democracy Now! Were edited for Time, and for today, that's Daypage, a morning segment from Radio InfoWeb's mainstream. You can listen to the awesomeness of Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. You can hear Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman every afternoon at 2 p.m. weekdays. And we hope you'll email us, radio@infoweb.net. Call us and tell us in your own voice how you feel about this. Text us. The number for that is 646-450-5477. You can Facebook us, facebook.com/radioinfoweb. We're on Tumblr at radioinfoweb.tumblr.com. We tweet at radioinfoweb. Once again, that number is 646-450-5477. It's not on the web, so put that in your contact book. I'm Rex Latchford, and I'll be back tomorrow with another day page. But wait a minute, we forgot the salute to coffee. So here it is, because you're going to want to be awake. It's Monday. Here we go. Hold your mug high for a moment, and salute to coffee. In light of everything that's going on, we need to stop and smell the coffee. for just a moment. For DayPage, I'm Rex Latchford on Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net.